We hear of today the origin of the 40 days of Lent, when the Spirit of God led the Lord Jesus into the desert for 40 days, where he was tempted by the devil, and he had to deal with the wild beasts. And then there were angels serving him. So this is kind of the elements of Lent. And I think it serves as a great 5 points of reflection for us regarding the season of Lent. The first thing about Lent is that it is the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of God, that is leading all of us as he led Jesus into the desert. And so these 40 days of Lent are not ordinary days. These are days set apart by God for us. And so it is important that Lent should be something different, that none of us should be going on with life as usual. Something has to be different in your daily routine. You have changed something, you added something, you subtracted something. Make sure that these 40 days are not business as usual for every one of us, because these 40 days are ordained by the Spirit of God. Recently, I have a young couple in my office, married just a few years and struggling. And of course, as you all know, marriage is a life of sacrifice. And so it's challenging, period. But this young couple, only been married for a few years. So they came in and the young wife was telling me, "Father, I've had it with my husband." And I said, "What's going on?" And she said, "Well, you know, something has to change, because when I married my husband, I did not realize that he has this very bad habit." I said, "What habit is that?" She said, "Well, he never wears clothes in the house. He goes home from work and off the clothes. He would sit on the couch in his underwear. He would eat in his underwear. Literally, unless he walks out that door, he is in his underwear." And the wife was saying, I mean, I dealt with it for how long now? And I'm had it. He's got to change." So this is part of Lent. Lent is, we make a change about something. Something that is not right. Something that is not right for us. Something that is not right for our loved ones. Gotta make the change. So change something, everybody. Don't just do the same thing you've always done. Who was it? Einstein that said, "The most insane thing in the world is to do the same thing expecting different results." Okay? So if you want for our life to improve, which is what Lent is about, our life, our relationship with each other, our relationship with God, if we want it to improve, something must change. So don't keep doing the same things you're doing. A small change. I mean, I have people who say to me, "Father, when I come to church, I want to be comfortable, like at my own home, like I'm in my house. So I dress casually." You know, I have to remind people, but the church is not your house, okay? The church is God's house. When you go to church, you're going to God's house. So dress appropriately, you know. So it's change. If you've been dressing as if you're saying to yourself, "I just want to be comfortable," rethink it. Something different. If you've always been coming to Mass 1 minute late, 2 minutes late, you know, 30 seconds late. I'm not taking note, by the way. If you've been doing that, well, change it. You know what I mean? It's small things. We're not talking about something big here. We're talking about change something that you've been doing during Lent that will improve your relationship with God. The 40 days of Lent have to do with Jesus. Of course, he was the one that originated it. So for certain, he is going to walk with us during these 40 days. However, here's the wrong thing that people think about. Well, Jesus is always with me. No matter what I do, no matter where I am, he's always with me. Well, true. But Jesus can do nothing for me unless I invite him. Okay? This is very important. I think people think wrongly about relationship with Jesus. Jesus is a gentleman. If you want Jesus to help you, if you want Jesus to be part of your life, you are going to have to say yes to Jesus. Jesus is not going to impose himself on you. Okay? So make sure you open yourself to Jesus somehow. Of course, the most powerful way is to open ourselves to Jesus, who's always present, but he can do nothing until we invite him, is the sacraments, right? You go to Mass, he's here. And because you are here, guys, you set yourself here for an hour, you are saying yes to Jesus so that he can do something for you. The rest of the day, he's with you, but he can do nothing because you are busy doing something else. You're busy dealing with life. You are not inviting him. You see? So that's why praying is so important. When we pray, we invite Jesus to do something with us. So yes, he's always with us, but he won't be able to do anything for us unless we say yes to him. So I want for us to think about this as we journey deeper into the season of Lent. How are you saying yes to Jesus? How much yes are you doing to Jesus, right? I mean, here you are saying yes to Jesus right now by doing this rather than doing something else out there. So you're saying no to something else in order to say yes to Jesus right now. You see what I mean? So one of the most powerful ways to say yes to Jesus is Mass, obviously, and a confession. One of my favorite stories about Jesus in the confession is of St. Margaret Mary. St. Margaret Mary saw visions of the Sacred Heart. Do you know the devotion of the Sacred Heart? Those of us in church who say, what's that, Father? Say, okay, that's something new for you during Lent. Okay, research, look it up, and see if you can have something new in your spiritual walk with Jesus. Anyway, Jesus appeared to the nun in France by the name of Margaret Mary, and he revealed to her his heart. And so we come to know that devotion as the devotion of the Sacred Heart of Jesus. Okay, so when he started appearing to Sister Margaret Mary, she went to talk to her priest, her confessor, her spiritual director, and say, Father, Jesus appears to me and shows me his heart. And the priest said, you know, the devil, and we're going to talk about the devil in a moment, the devil can pretend to be Jesus. How do we know that that really is Jesus? So next time when the vision comes to you, ask him a question for me. And Sister Margaret Mary said, what is it, Father? And the priest said, ask the vision, what was the last mortal sin that I heard in the confession? I mean, that's a great test. Because who knows the mortal sin that is confessed in the confession, if not only the priest, the penitent, and God himself? Oh, what a test, right? So Margaret Mary came back to the priest a few days later, and the priest said, "So, did the vision come to you again?" And St. Margaret Mary said, "Yes, Jesus appeared to me again." "And did he ask, did you ask him the question?" And Sister Margaret Mary just said, "Yes, Father, I asked the Lord, what was the last mortal sin that you, Father, heard in the confessional?" And the priest said, "So what did it say?" And Sister Margaret Mary said, "The Lord said he does not remember." Did you hear that? The Lord said he does not remember. So when you go to confession, when we go to confession and confess our sins, God no longer remembers them. Just that truth alone, my brothers and sisters, take it home with you and think about it and pray about it during this Lent. And go next time you go to confession, you realize how powerful it is. So, Jesus is with us all the days of our lives, especially these 40 days of Lent. He's walking with us because he's the one who originated this 40 days thing. So for sure, he's walking with us. But remember, he cannot do anything for us unless we invite him to, unless we say yes to him, because he's a gentleman. The third thing about these 40 days of Lent is the devil. The devil is also with us all the time. And you know why? The devil wants to get us all to hell. He doesn't want us to be saved by Jesus. So he will constantly tempt us, trick us away from God. And that's what it does, right? So these 40 days of Lent, as we strive to say yes to Jesus more, well, the devil is going to do his thing. So I want to point out some wrong notions that we have about the devil. A lot of people tend to think that the devil will tempt us to be bad. I'll tell you, the devil doesn't tempt us to be bad, because we can do bad all by ourselves. The devil doesn't have to tempt us to be bad. The devil doesn't want us to do good, but the devil doesn't need to tempt us to be bad or to do bad. We can do that by ourselves. The devil tempts us to be mediocre. You see, because if we are bad long enough, our conscience, our spirit, the soul that God gives to us, will bug us and say, "I'm bad, I'm bad, I'm bad. I gotta change. I'm tired of being bad. This bad business is bad." Do you know what I mean? But the mediocre people who walk around and say, I'm pretty good. I'm not great, but I'm good. I'm a good person. See, when you walk around life already patting yourselves in the back and say, "I'm a pretty good person," you're done. Because you don't need to change anything, do you? Because I'm already pretty good. The devil got you then. Okay? So be careful. We can be bad all by ourselves. The devil wants us to be just mediocre. God wants us to be saints. God doesn't want us just to walk around and say, "Oh, I'm a pretty good person." What's that? A pretty good person just means I'm happy with being mediocre. God wants us to be holy, to be like God. That's what these 40 days is about, guys. So don't let the devil trick you into, so any of us here, by the way, today, wake up call, right? Because many of us walk around and say, hey, I'm not a bad person. I'm pretty good. If you have been satisfied with your walk with Jesus, well, the devil got you. Because if you're satisfied, what's there to change? The 40 days of Lent means nothing to you because you're already pretty good. You're happy with being mediocre. You are satisfied with mediocrity. The devil laughs at you then. Okay? So, 40 days of Lent, let's drop this mediocrity business and say, I want to be holy. I want to become a saint the way God wants me to be. Wow, long way to go. Absolutely. But I'm shooting for the stars. Okay? I'm not satisfied with being a pretty good person. Done with that. That's the devil stuff. The fourth thing about Lent is the Lord Jesus originated it for us. There will be wild beasts. The Lord Jesus had to deal with the wild beasts in the desert. You know who the wild beasts are? We all have a wild beast in us. Our flesh. Our flesh is a wild beast wanting to do its own things. Rebellious, violent, caring nothing about others, just want to grab. There is a wild beast in every one of us. And the problem that we have is that we treat this beast within us like it's a pet. Okay? And when we treat it like a pet, what do? We treat it. We give it treats. Here's your treat for the day. I'm going to give you whatever you want because you are my lovely pet. Well, the Lord Jesus is revealed to us that our flesh is a wild beast that we have to tame, that we have to fight against. So, during these 40 days of Lent, will be hard, guys, if you are doing the right thing. Some men told me, well, you know, these 40 days, it's been so hard because I take cold shower. I'm like, yeah, that's hard. That's fighting the beast right there, taking cold shower. And the problem is the men don't take as many showers throughout the 40 days. But somebody came up to me and said, I'm going to give up meat the whole Lent. That's a fight. That's a fight. Especially if you like meat. That's a fight. So are you doing something that feels like a fight against your flesh? That's these Lent, 40 days of Lent. Okay? So no business as usual, guys. Don't feed the pet. Don't treat your flesh as if it's your pet. It's a wild beast needing to be tamed. You have to fight against it. Are you fighting against your flesh? The last aspect of Lent is the angels. The angels serve the Lord. Do you know that each one and every one of us has an angel? God provides for us. God gives to each and every one of us with a guardian angel. And the guardian angel is ours, mine. My guardian angel is not your guardian angel. He's mine. And he's my friend until eternity. Okay? And he's with me, and he helps me, and he guides me, and he guards me, and he does everything he can to enable me to come closer to God. So my guardian angel during Lent works extra hard. So it will be good for you to pray during these 40 days to your guardian angel. Don't name him. Now, I know some people say, oh, Father, see, I forgot about my guardian angel until you mentioned it. I'm going to go home and name my guardian angel. Oh, don't name your guardian angel, because your guardian angel is already named by God. God creates all the angels and he names them one by one. So if you name your guardian angels, you know, Joe, he's not going to answer to you calling him Joe, because he's already have a name given him by God. So the point there is that there is a guardian angel for each and every one of us who is here to help us, to guide us, turn to him for his help during these 40 days. Okay, that's pretty much some of the thoughts that I thought that would help you to enter deeper into these days. Know that God loves you, God is with you, and let's walk through this 40 days together. It's not easy, but we can do it together. And remember, my brothers and sisters, we don't want to be pretty good. We want to be saints.